Hello and welcome to episode 154 of Game Store Profits, the podcast where we talk about God and games and what happens when these two things meet. My name is Mike Perna. I am one of your hosts, and this is normally where I introduce a couple of the other guys, introduce you to Daniel and to Jeff, but they're actually not here. I am recording this probably moments before it's going to get posted. And as you can probably tell by the sound of my voice, I am recovering from a long weekend. I was joined by a whole bunch of people. It wasn't our event, but I was at an event called The Academy. It was put on by our friends over at Game Church. It was basically 3 days of combination of getting together to play and hang out, but also to hear speakers and to learn a little bit about the behind the scenes of how Game Church works, hear a little bit about their philosophy and how they do things, as well as just hear how you can use games in ministry, how you can take that and take what people often do on the trips that Game Church organizes and bring that back home to their churches. Because this was the first year that they actually had one in the East, there were two previous ones out in their kind of home base out in Ventura, California, but I'm here on the East Coast, and it's insanely hard for me to get out to Ventura, California. So when they announced that this year's event, there would be an East equivalent, and that it would be in Whippany, New Jersey, which happens to literally be 40 minutes from my house, there was pretty much no reason why I couldn't come. So I got a chance to rep Inroads. There were a couple other Inroads folks there, which I will bring to the forefront, but I was there to rep the ministry and talk a little bit about what we do and really talk about what I consider incarnational gaming, but I'll get to that in a little bit. What we normally do in the beginning of this episode, if you're listening because you were at the Academy and you're not used to our podcast yet, what we normally do is start off by talking about games we're playing, what's going on in the wide world of gaming. I actually got to play pretty much more in this weekend than I have in a long time. That's what happens when you gather a bunch of nerds together with the sole purpose of, hey, there's a lot of free time. Let's cram that free time full of games. So let's see. There's so many I can choose from. I think let's start off with some of the smaller ones first. One game that I was able to bring to table was one that has been on my shelf for a while. I recently sold some games and used that money to, well, replace them with other games. And one of the games that I actually brought in was a title called Celestia. And I believe I mentioned it on the podcast before when I actually made the exchange. The big selling point for me with Celestia was that you actually have a little 3D cardboard airship. Because the whole theme of Celestia is that you are flying to different kind of cloud cities, and it's a push-your-luck game. You have to have cards that deal with certain issues to get from city to city. If who's ever playing the captain that round does not have the cards, the plane crashes and you start back at the beginning. So I really enjoyed this game. It's a super light game. It's not like it's going to be brain burner or anything. You're basically trying to push your luck and you're trying to evaluate whether the person who's the captain has the cards they need. One thing I discovered very quickly is that having a lot of cards does not necessarily mean you have the right cards, but it was a ton of fun. And I think probably the best part about this is not one of those games that's like the design is so well crafted and beautiful. This one is a really simple game with not a lot of elegant design. It's just a ton of fun. Like, we had a blast, like, ejecting each other out of the airship or pulling out the miraculous jetpack when the plane was crashing. It was a ton of fun. I got to play Cash and Guns, which is always a blast. You get a whole bunch of nerds together to point foam guns at each other. And if you've ever listened to any of the stuff that's on their podcast or anything like that, if you've ever been part of the Game Church experience, you know that putting foam guns in the hands of these guys is going to be fun. So that was definitely something that I wanted to get to table, and I really didn't have to twist anybody's arm. A while back, I also mentioned Evolution the Beginning, which is a very light, simple card game. But when I initially mentioned it, I said, this game seems like it will be awesome, but I wouldn't recommend it with two people, because my first experience was with two people, And it's really easy for one person just to straight up dominate if you get the right combination of carnivore and defensive things. You can't come back from it. I happen to play a 5-player game of Evolution the Beginning, and it was so much more fun. I really think the added player count makes this game. If you remember, it's basically you're always getting more species, more population. You can play traits down to improve your population, and it's all about getting the food. You can either make herbivores who try to eat the food from the wading pool kind of thing that they've got there in the middle of the table, or you can create carnivores that have to go and eat all the herbivores and other people that are around the board. It really is a ton of fun. It's a simple, simple game. There's really just like 4 steps to it. And the goal is just eat more food. I never thought that the idea of having a lot of fatty tissue was going to be a benefit in life. But apparently in this game, it's flipping amazing. But I was super happy to see that at the higher play count and prove that my theory was accurate. Higher play count equals much more amazing an experience. I will move on to... I gotta do this one silly one, because of course I have to. Somebody had won a copy of We Didn't Playtest This At All, the Paste It On Theme Edition. If you've never played, I don't think we've ever mentioned We Didn't Playtest This At All here. This is not a game for serious people. This is not a game for serious gamers. This is not a game for people who want to discuss in-depth strategies and complex mechanisms. This is a game for silliness and insanity. It's especially true with this Paste It On Theme Edition, because all the cards just have these ridiculous things. Like, you have to have like play X for every shiny card you have. And the stuff that it's basically kind of like a flux mechanism where you draw one card, play one card, but take flux and make it even more random and insane. That's literally how I can explain We Didn't Play Test This At All. It's broken, but it's intentionally broken. You can lose literally on the first turn. In fact, we were playing with Drew. We convinced Drew Dixon, editor over at GameChurch.com. We convinced him to play around with us. He sat down. He pulled a card. He immediately lost. And I did feel a little bit bad, because we did have to convince him of this. But we were doing silly things, like we had to have cards over our eyes, because the card was eye patch. There was one time where we had to, before we could play a card, we had to tell the person that this one person who had played this certain card that they were pretty. Like, it's that kind of game. I don't even have to explain it anymore. You can kind of get the vibe I'm going for here. So if you like, you know, randomly throwing cards at each other, if you like stupid puns, you like the idea of getting up and changing seats with somebody randomly, any of the We Didn't Playtest This At All games is worth looking at. If that stuff makes you insane, run far, far away from this game, because that's all you're going to get. I was also able to get some play on the physical game of Paperback. In the last episode, I mentioned that I've been playing a lot of the app version of this with my wife, and Suze absolutely loves this game, which is always entertaining to me. It's basically Scrabble, but in a deck builder, and that it's as great as that sounds. There were some interesting differences I discovered in the physical game from the app version. I don't know if that was just a design choice, or if they're going to do like later DLC or something for the app. But like, there were things called attack cards that, like, when you played those cards, the attack thing, like all other cards are worth -1 cent. Or I think one was if you could not buy a card that was over 8 cents. And those things are annoying, but in a good way, if that makes sense. Like, it frustrates the rest of the players. And I think that might be why they took it out of the app. Like, maybe in a pass and play environment, I don't know mechanically how you code that, I guess. But it did add for an interesting gameplay. And there's some other stuff in the physical copy that isn't there on the app. And again, don't know if that's coming later or not. But it even made me feel stronger that I need to get the physical copy eventually. I felt like I needed to get it because it is a different experience from the app. Because that was the first question somebody asked me was, what are the differences? There's enough difference that even if you have the app, I think there is a lot of value in picking up the physical game. The last thing, though, the last game I have to mention, mostly because part of the joke was that they got it for me because I kept whining I didn't have it. As the special guest speaker, they called me up and said that I was going to be getting a prize, and I didn't know what the heck it was, but then Chris brought up this box, and I'm like, if you suckers bought me Scythe, and little, you know, lo and behold, he cracks that box, and it was Scythe and the Invaders from Afar expansion. And so it literally took maybe 20 minutes of just talking and whatever before we had cracked that open. And I got to play Scythe. I now own Scythe. And as we were playing, as we had gotten through most of the game, the question was asked, was it everything I hoped it would be? Yes. Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes. I cannot be more emphatic about the fact that this is everything I knew it would be. As a guy who really enjoys, like, 2-hour epic kind of games. Now, I know there are bigger ones. I know there are crazier ones. So, you know, there's got to be somebody out there saying, Mike, don't waste the word epic on something like this. But to me, the 2 to 4 hour range is epic. And we spent 3 hours learning how and playing Scythe. And it was some of my favorite 3 hour period of that entire weekend, because I got to experience this game I've been waiting to sink my teeth into for the longest time. It's such a good balance of, you know, area control and resource management and strategic decisions of when to do what move as opposed to another one. I could already tell that there are going to be so many different ways to approach scoring. I was good at keeping up all my goals, but I was miserable at my popularity. And because of that, I suffered. I tanked my score, because even though I had all the little stars on the board saying I was doing awesome, I wasn't getting near the points of some other people because my people hated me. They hated and feared me. I couldn't do it. I am slow. You know, anybody who's listened to us for a while, I am slow to unseat my number one, which is Blood Rage, and has been Blood Rage ever since that game came out. I am slow to unseat it after one play. But in all likelihood, the next time you hear me give a report on my favorite games in the collection, I'm pretty confident that Scythe is going to take the number one spot. It is so flipping fun, and I can't believe I actually own it at present. All right, that explains most of the games. Now, that sounds like a lot of games, and it's not the shortest amount of games I've brought to a podcast, but I want to stress that it wasn't just we got a bunch of nerds together to play games all weekend. That happened a lot, but it wasn't all that we did. There was a lot of really cool conversation. There was a lot of time in instruction and learning together, and it was really good. I want to break here and kind of talk about some of the stuff that we heard and some of the stuff that we saw. Now, by this point, you are probably sick and tired of hearing me talk about this stuff, because normally there's banter and there's craziness and there's laughing and we're cracking jokes, but it's just me today. So I want to break that up with some audio that I was able to get from the event. Because I was so busy with the sessions and the cool conversations about theology over breakfast and going to this amazing game store. Oh, they're going to mention this in the audio, so I might as well talk about this now. We went to a local game store, and we kind of invaded their monthly game night. And it was so cool, because we just got a chance to hang out and to play games with the owners and the other local gamers. And it was really cool, because the talk that I did was all about the act of physically getting out and playing with people, and how powerful that is, and how important it is to build relationships that exist in the real world. And here we were all doing it. I had a blast, and you never know, They're a bit of a drive away from me, at about 40-ish minutes away from my home base, but it's close enough that I'm really hoping that we can continue to build this relationship. And you never know, you might see them at like a tavern con, or we might do an event there. You never know. Stranger things have definitely happened, but a bunch of people will cite going to that game store in this audio. So I wanted to make sure that I did it. It's Satellite Games in Madison, New Jersey. If you are ever in the area, go check them out. They're in this back corner of this bookstore, and that sounds shady, but man, it's such a cool site. It's such a cool store. And the ladies that run it are amazingly cool people. So yeah, if you're in the Madison area, you should check it out. I know we have at least a couple regulars in that area. So I'm telling you now, Satellite Games, if you don't know it, go check them out. Anyway, to introduce this audio, I'm just going to let the audio run for a little bit. So you're going to get a break from hearing me talk, and you're going to hear a bunch of people who were at the event. I'm going to start it off with Chris Gwaltney, who runs Game Church. He's the director. And I'm just going to let the rest of it go, because we pretty much introduce everybody else, kind of talk about what they do and how they got involved with Game Church. So I don't need to jump in and introduce all of them. So I'm going to turn it over to Chris right now, and you're going to just hear a lot about this weekend and what people liked and what they hope to do with it and all of that. And I will, well, so here's how this is going to work. Present Mike is going to send it to past Mike, because future Mike is going to edit all this stuff in. So all three of the incarnations of Mike are working together to bring you this, and I hope you enjoy it. All right, so I'm actually here with Chris Gwaltney. And Chris, your title is Director of Game Church these days?
Director of Game Church, that's me. I'm in the captain's chair.
There you go. So I just want to... no worries. We've all had a long weekend at this point. We are talking on Sunday after the Academy is over. So tell me just a little bit of what you thought about how the event went. I know you guys were busting your butts trying to make it happen over the last couple months
But. It's been great. It was really cool. This is kind of unlike our previous two academies, because we have a lot of people here that don't have prior Game Church experience. You know, maybe they've seen us online, or they know us like from the city, but they've not been on a trip, or they've not had any kind of like deeper involvement or anything. So that's been really cool, because it gives us a chance to kind of broaden our horizons, and hopefully welcome some new people into the fold. So it's been great. I mean, we've had, you know, a great lineup of speakers like yourself.
I heard
a lot of good stuff about, you know, your talk yesterday morning, and we heard from Drew this morning, and then we're getting ready to hear from Brian Buffin, our director of media, here in a minute. So it's been great, man. I couldn't ask for anything better.
So as cool as everything's been, tell me a little bit, because I'll probably end up, when I do my little spiel about this, you know, on my own, I'll probably be talking about it, but tell me a little bit about the folks at Satellite Games and how we were hooking up with them.
Oh, yeah. So it was kind of a cool, just random little thing that happened, where there was a few of us that were in town a day early for the Academy, and so we had a lot of time to kill, and we're like, what else are we going to do than find the local game store? We kind of had a swing and a miss, because the first one we went to was just comics, even though it said comics and games. So then we just Googled it, you know, Google Maps it, and found this place called Satellite Games. We pulled up, and I was kind of a little hesitant, because it was like in a bookstore, and I'm like, oh, this place is going to be lame. There's not going to be anything there. And we walk in, and it's like probably a 10 by 10 piece of real estate that she's got in this corner of a bookstore, and literally some of the best freaking games. I mean, just such a cool selection in this tiny little area.
Well, and it's a cool looking place, man. When you first described it to me, because I didn't get here a day early, I wasn't there for the first time. But when I walked in, I'm like, this is a great area. The bookstore even is excellent. Yeah, yeah. But they had like legit gaming tables. They had a really cool setup.
Yeah. So we were just in there being gamers, you know, like just looking at games and nerding out, and we started talking to her, and eventually the question came up of like, well, what are you guys doing here from out of town? And we told her about the conference, and you know, we told her, yeah, we're gonna have like 40 people, and we'll probably send them over here, and they'll spend a bunch of money. She ended up teaching us paperback, which is that
which then we literally bought out the inventory they had of paperback.
So we, yeah, we sat and played a game with her, and then we had to go because we had to start getting set up for that night. And then they were hosting an open gaming night on Saturday night. And so we told everybody here, hey, once the sessions are over for the day, we're going to head over there, you know, and pack that place out and just, you know, really show her some love and buy some crap from her. And so we went over there last night. I don't think everybody went, but we had easily had 20, 25.
It was a lot of us.
Yeah, a ton of people packed that place out. They were pulling out extra tables and chairs mm-hmm. and stuff. And we took her some swag, you know, Game Church lanyard and all that. And
which she was wearing by the time I got there.
She was super jazzed. We took her a T-shirt. And I think Bubba said she tweeted or posted on their social media like she was just blown away by Game Church and us showing up over there. So it's just a really easy, tangible way for us to love on somebody, you know, here in the local community, like, that loves games.
Well, it was fun, too, because it's good that we went in there knowing that we were going to not only bless them just by hanging out and playing games with them, but, you know, being on my side of things, I know how hard it is to run a game store because I talk to these guys who run game stores, and it's a rough business, especially here in Jersey, where costs of everything are super high.
Sure.
So the ability for us to come in,
we spent a lot. I want to see how much money we all spent there last night, because I counted there was just three of us, and I counted what we spent. It was already like $200.
I know one guy who is a guy I just met, which is funny because he's a local pastor, and I only just met him here at the academy.
Yeah, yeah.
But he alone bought like six games. So. But it was cool to be able to do that for them, to not only just show up and be like, hey, we're going to use your stuff and leave, but to actually say, hey, we appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah, reinvest and pour back into her. Totally.
It supports the local, the friendly local gaming store, which is, you know, a rarity anymore is to find them. So.
Well, and the other cool thing we found out is that her name's Jen, and she's actually going to be at Gen Con and PAX Unplugged, which we're going to be at as well. And so we'll get to see her there and hang out and play more games. And
if you're listening to this, I know that a large amount of our audience is not local to us here in Jersey. But if you are one of the local folks that are listening, they may even show up at TavernCon next Saturday.
Oh, rad.
So it's just a maybe, but I'm hoping that that's going to be something that we can continue to build that relationship with. Because they're not super close, but they're within it. I mean, I drove it just yesterday. So what's kind of your hopes now have coming out of this? What are you kind of hoping to see happen from this?
Yeah. I mean, really, my only hope with the Academy is that people can leave feeling like they've got some handholds and some ways to either get involved with what Game Church is doing or just get involved in this culture and in this community and being Jesus to people, you know, and influencing culture in a positive way. So that's really my hope with any academy. You know, I'd love to do more. I'd love to have Academy East, West, and Central, and North, and South, and everything.
Well, this is the first time you've even been able to do East, so you never know what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah, we've talked about, you know, Academy Euro for next year. I mean, it's just really a matter of...
How's I know a couple of the guys from the German contingent, but, how is that going?
Yeah, no, it's... we have a pretty large Germany team. We've actually got a crew of guys in Northern Ireland that are doing a con. I think it's coming up in a couple weeks here. So we've definitely got a European contingent. So I think it's certainly a possibility to do an academy out there.
Very cool. Now, I know a lot of the folks that listen to us know about Game Church, know vaguely what you guys are doing and stuff like that. And a lot of cons you go to that are more video game focused. But Daniel Fisher will hurt me if I don't mention that Gen Con is coming up and that not only are you guys going to Gen Con, but Daniel, our boy Daniel, is actually running that event. So tell folks a little bit more about how they can get involved with Game Church trips and kind of what it takes. Because I think a lot of people don't do it because they're intimidated. Like every time we've mentioned it in the tavern, somebody's like, I just can't afford it. And I'm like, there's ways to get around that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, Gen Con is certainly, you know, for the tabletop person, like it's personally my favorite convention that I've been to. And to get involved, I mean, talk to Daniel. He can certainly get you on that path. The money thing, I will 100% be honest with you, that is the number one roadblock for any of our missionaries. Understandably so.
Yeah.
But what we've found is even with people, I mean, 75% of the people we deal with have no fundraising experience. A lot of them don't even have missions experience. And yet we've got, you know, 150-some people that have successfully fundraised anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500.
Yeah.
And so it's clear that if God is calling you to do that thing, like, it's going to happen. And we've got some methods of how to go about that. We've got training and resources, and you're going to be surrounded by people that can support you and encourage you and, you know, be shoulder to shoulder with you when things don't work out. I would just suggest talking to Daniel, and he'll get you going. You can also check out gamechurch.com/missions. There's an FAQ page there, like, just for some of the, you know, kind of more asked questions and that kind of stuff. So,
and it'll be really cool, because I know for a fact that I often joke with Bubba and Matt about the fact that every time they talk about board games on the Academy, I don't want to sound condescending. But I kind of do, because they're like, oh, I'm really excited about this game that came out like 4 years ago. I'm like, yeah, I've been talking about that. You know, yeah, I saw that at Gen Con. So it'd be really cool for those of you who are listening who do know board games and are passionate about the tabletop, because I even know there's people on the team this year who are total board game noobs, but want to go to Gen Con to be a part of that mission.
Yeah.
So it would be not only cool to reach out to the folks that are there gaming, because gamers always like to talk to other gamers, but to be able to even interact with the other people on the team who are from all sorts of walks of life and everything like that. Like, I don't know her husband, but Jamila's going to be there. I just heard that on the arcade the other day.
Yeah.
So she's a cool person. You should talk to her.
Yeah.
But
no, Gen Con's kind of a different animal than the other conventions we do, because what we noticed at Gen Con is people would come by the booth and they just kind of want to hang out. Mm-hmm. I think people at Gen Con, they're used to, you know, going to a booth and hanging out and playing games with people, asking questions, and that's just kind of what we noticed. So we actually started, like, doing some games in our booth, like just playing, I think we're playing Love Letter, or I don't, just quick and easy little card games, you know. Check it out. Talk to Daniel, gamechurch.com/missions for sure.
Alrighty, well, looks like we got to go in for the next session, so I will thank you very much for talking to us.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
All right. I'm actually sitting here with somebody who's local, or at least more local than most of the people around here.
More local than most, yeah.
So this is Joe Monzo.
Hey.
Joe has been a part of, how long have you been a part of Game Church?
I found Game Church in 2014. 2014, yeah, and I went. My first trip was out to Los Angeles for Stan Lee's Kamikaze. That's what it was, which is now another name.
Which
that
is
I
now
forget.
Something else, yeah.
But I was at PAX East, and I heard about. My friend handed me this Bible thing, and he was like, "Hey, is this for real?" You know, the guy's not a Christian or anything.
Yeah.
He thought it was satire, and I read through it, and I was like, "Whoa, this is awesome!" And that's how I really got to know what Game Church was, and 6 months later I was on my first trip. So I am loving what happened at the Academy here this weekend. We spent the weekend having an awesome time. It was for me, it was mostly board gaming. We had some consoles set up, and I got to meet a bunch of new, I'm hoping, lifelong friends from this weekend. So it's been amazing hearing Mike speak. Now, I hadn't heard... I've interacted with you online.
Right.
But I haven't, like, ever met you in person.
That's the story of this weekend, basically.
Right, right. Mike has finally met people and learned that we are all real people. But so hearing Mike speak yesterday was amazing, because he... We'll cut that. Hearing... You want to just go? Just go.
I'm so sorry. I do this for a living.
You're good.
So sorry.
You're out of here?
Goodbye. I feel like a jackass.
No, you're fine.
Don't cut it out. Let people
hear this. This is what the Academy's all about. People being stupid and interrupting each other. It's great.
Right.
Bye.
Take care. Hearing Mike speak yesterday was pretty awesome, because it affirmed a lot of the things that I felt about board gaming and how we're able to interact with people on a personal level, such a personal level. We're able to experience things together and build relationships while having fun. I like to think of board gaming kind of like I think of, you know, Christians going to lunch after a Sunday. Like, they like to go and experience something together. And everyone likes to eat, so hey, why not food? I look at gaming the same way. You know, we can bond, we can establish deep emotional bonds, and yeah, it helps us build relationships. Mike also brought up the fact that these relationships that would usually be behind barriers are broken down because gaming transcends. Yes, I was going to say transgresses, and that is not the word. Gaming transcends those barriers. And my last story is what happened last night. We went to a local gaming shop, and we bought this lady had a bunch of stock, and I think we bought out half the stock that she had.
We eliminated all their paperback.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Bubba and I got through that day one with pre-academy, and then, yeah. But one of my favorite interactions there is that I was asking the owner if she had a game for good Christians. And she said, well, we have, like, Dixit and some other things. She thought that I meant, like, a game that good Christians would play. And she was trying to help me find that. And I didn't know that, but she came back. She's like, no, we don't have Dixit. And I was like, no, it's actually,
It's actually called a game for good Christians.
But it was just funny to me, and I felt really awkward. But this weekend has been amazing. I'm just excited. I got to meet Mike and hear what he had to say, and I'm hoping to get a little more involved with Inroads in the future.
Awesome. I support that entirely.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of talked a little bit about it, but is there like a story that kind of tops the weekend for you?
Tops the weekend. I think the fact that I've been able to stay up to 2 a.m. playing games every night has been a real treat for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not often able to do that. But I get to see my family here at the Academy. I'm part of this Game Church family, and this is a big family reunion every time. You know, we get together, and I love the Academy to pieces. I love Game Church to pieces. I love what Inroads is doing, and hopefully I can help out, and, you know, yeah.
I don't know. Are we going to see you at Tavern?
I am definitely going to be there next weekend.
Yeah, buddy. Awesome.
So.
Well, all right, man. Thank you for stopping by and talking. We'll be
absolutely.
Seeing you next week.
Yeah.
Now, most of this was because I've been interacting with Game Church folks, and, you know, the Game Church brought me over here, but oddly enough, there's at least one person here who specifically came because I posted about this in the tavern. This is Thomas Kohler, who is one of our, I think you were, our first quote-unquote guest contributor to the site.
Hello, everyone.
So, what was your thoughts on the weekend? Like I know you had the added benefit of this being kind of a teaching enrichment kind of thing
yes.
as well.
One of the nice things about working at a Catholic school is I can do stuff like this as a work expense.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.
So what was that like? How's the weekend been for you?
Really great. It was coming here, I didn't really know anyone. I knew a couple people vaguely through online, but I didn't know anyone super closely or physically. And
well,
also,
that's true because when I saw you at first, I'm like, hey, how you doing? And you're like, hey, I'm Thomas. I go, yes, you are.
Yeah, no.
Yes, you are.
It's cool. My profile picture is my son. So if he had been here in his Tom Baker costume, you would have recognized, hey.
Right.
And I'm not really a huge video games guy. I did more in college, but just haven't fallen out of it. So I was a little worried that there'd be a lot of, wouldn't be much for me. And I'm happy how much tabletop stuff there was because it meant we had that bonding point and that point of discussion.
Right.
And just going, knowing it was a bunch of people that, a whole big room of people that I could talk about Marvel movies and Star Wars and God. Just completely without having to do that mental adjusting, turning the knob one way or the other.
That let me explain this thing so I could use it to explain this thing.
Let me move the slider to the Star Wars a little more. Was so just really, really nice experience.
Cool. I've been kind of hitting this with a couple people. If you have one story about this weekend that you can share, what would it be?
Well, it was playing Scythe with you guys. First, it's awesome.
Oh, so
and
good. So
second, because I almost won. And you know, I did come here, I didn't really know anyone, and you have the whole nerdy, social, awkward, just kind of sitting silently and hoping no one talks to me too much. Mm-hmm. And just with that group of people, the next day I could go to breakfast and not have the awkward high school looking at the tables and wondering where I should sit. I could just find some people in the game, sit with them, and that connection was there, and that ice was broken, and it just established that immediate kind of point of relationship. And that was just a really cool thing to go through, and also it was just a nice icebreaker for the whole rest of the weekend with everybody.
Yeah, man. So, because I know that you played a bunch of games, right? I played a couple with you,
right.
And I saw you play a bunch of other.
Right.
What was your favorite game that you played this weekend?
Well, Scythe was pretty cool.
So, I will agree with that.
Captain Sonar, definitely.
I didn't get a chance to play that. I'm super excited that Sean's the one who bought it,
yes.
So it'll be at Tavern Con.
Yes, first off, because we won, so.
Nice.
Yeah. We're good submarine captains.
Did I see you guys name your ship the USS Academy?
Yes, we did. Yeah. It was we had then a bunch of people from the store. The store was Satellite Gaming, people haven't mentioned. And they named theirs the Satellite.
Nice.
So we won, but it was because we didn't understand the rules, so we cheated a couple. We had been cheating, so we played again.
Okay.
And they named their sub that time was the Sputnik.
Nice.
But we won again,
there
USA.
You go. There you go.
And that was just, it was a really extraordinary. I've never played a game like that before, where the rules are so simple, but it's so just the communication and the juggling everything.
And a lot of yelling at each other.
A lot of yelling at each other, and a lot of, sort of Star Trek role-playing, engineer, are the torpedoes ready? Fire! And just the game that was so much pure communication and cooperation and... I remember the woman was explaining the rules to us, and we were all getting, our pulses were racing, and we were getting stressed just thinking about that, what we were going to have to do.
Awesome. Well, man, it was so good to actually
meet you. It was really great to meet you.
IRL,
as they say, on the internet.
Now, was I mistaken, or are you also going to be hanging around for a little bit to potentially come to Tavern Con?
That's sadly not going to work out. Yes, maybe next year, but this year I've got we're going on a family trip. Next weekend.
I think there's a lot of... will there
we
be...
probably will play a lot of board games.
I was about to say, will there be games on
that you
want to
call us a Satellite Tavern Con event, then
there
help
you
yourself.
Go. There you go.
Tavern Con, Ohio.
Tavern Can't.
Yes.
All right. Again, thank you so much for
Absolutely.
Talking to me, and it was a pleasure to meet you.
It was a pleasure to meet you.
I'm here with Jate. And Jate, because of the fact that, you know, a lot of our folks are on the board game spectrum,
right.
Not the video game spectrum.
Yeah.
Tell them briefly just, what you do, because what you do is pretty freaking awesome, and they need to hear about it.
Yeah. So, in the video game side, I run the Game Church Discord and live stream, and it's just kind of another step outside of what the Facebook group can do, because we can't share a ton of, intimate conversations, really,
right.
in a Facebook post where it's just kind of there. People see it more as a public space or whatever. And in Discord, especially in a voice chat, there can be a lot more communication with people, and we can get more to the nitty-gritty of doing relationships together. So that's the basis of what I get to do. Obviously, in a more video game sense, I'm playing video games with other people, and we're hanging out, and it's really just doing life together.
So just before we get into the Academy stuff, what have you been playing lately, and what have you really been enjoying that you've been streaming?
Well, honestly, getting to play Crawl here was really interesting. That's a co-op couch.
I count myself among the people who had never heard of Crawl until this weekend.
I had never heard of it.
It looks awesome.
And then I heard it in hushed tones, and then I saw it. Right after I just added it to my phone, I added it to my Steam list.
Yeah.
And I looked up, and it was on the screen, and I was like, it's right here. I can play it right now.
I can figure this out.
Yeah. So that's pretty much my what I'm interested in. There's another game that's coming out. It's not out yet. Called Arena Gods.
Okay.
And that's another couch co-op. I really like couch co-ops. And
which is very fitting with what I talked
about.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm looking forward to that game coming out. And it's not out yet. I played it 2 years ago at Seagraph, and then I played it again at PAX West. But So. Look for that one. That was going to be really good.
Nice. So, now that we're here, it's Sunday.
Yep.
What's kind of been your highlight? If you have one story that you can tell people about how cool the Academy was,
right.
What would that be?
Honestly, I did an escape room. I did an escape room with a group of people.
You guys did run out to do
and,
that.
And that was amazing. If I had to pick one thing, honestly, it was probably that, which is ironic because it wasn't necessarily from the Academy.
That's fine.
But
it's in the spirit of the
Academy.
Yeah.
Well, it is because I got to – there's a couple people that we've talked to a little bit here and there. But when you're trying to solve stuff together as a group – you know, that's when you really get to know people.
Yeah.
And they're saying things, and you're saying things, and it's, I don't know. There's something about doing things together as a group as opposed to just trying to talk to somebody that makes it better, which is the same reason I'm doing, you know, video
right.
games and stuff like that. But more in the line of what you guys do, I'm not a huge board game guy. I play Tabletop Simulator. That's kind of the max of
what I've really
done. But somebody brought Mechs and Minions, which
yes.
is the game by Riot, and it's based off League
it's
of Legends.
It's so pretty, isn't it?
It is a really nice game, and putting it back in the box was nice because it had the...
All the trays.
Yeah, everything was really nicely put together.
Pretty much the entire board gaming industry is jealous of what Riot was able to do at that price point.
Yeah, I bet, because it's a beautiful game. But we played just the first mission.
Right.
We got past the tutorial, and we were playing the mission. I ended up playing two characters because you gotta have four.
Right.
It ended up taking us 3 hours. I think 3.5 hours last night. We didn't get to bed till like 2 a.m. because we were convinced we had to beat this certain mission.
Right.
And it was crazy. It's actually really difficult for
Now, was it 3 hours from one go, or did you have to do it a couple times?
No, just one go.
One go.
One go of us getting through it. So I was like, man, I don't know how to play Scythe, but
I feel like I'm ready.
I'm a certified nerd now, because it took me 3 hours, and we did it while a wedding procession.
I saw the wedding was here.
So the bride walks in, and she's having drinks with the girls and stuff, and they're saying stuff like, what are they doing over there? Oh, they're playing games and stuff. And I was like, yes, in the real world, I'm in hiding behind the doors, but I'm actually like a legitimate nerd now.
People know I'm a nerd.
Yes. Yeah. So I take some pride in that. But yeah, that was probably the other one, you know, and that's a co-op game. I didn't realize it's co-op.
Yeah, it's a co-op.
And one of the guys that was playing with us said, I didn't even know co-op board games existed. This is awesome.
Oh, what a door has
I
been
know.
Opened.
And I was like, well, I mean, we played Wizard School. And
yep.
actually, fun story, I broke Wizard School.
Really?
I found a combination of three cards that if you play, you can draw the entire deck and play all of them.
Awesome.
So in one turn, I completely completed the entire game.
Right.
So now we can't play it because that combination
that is,
broke
that is
it.
The downside.
Yeah. But so that's a fun thing. I won't throw out which card combination, but it exists.
But it exists.
It does exist. Yeah.
Now the hunt begins.
Right.
Well, Matt. So what? I hadn't asked anybody else this before, but it just felt like I should. What are you kind of looking to take away from this, especially because you
right.
do stuff with the video games, you've been exposed to all these board game stuff.
Right.
Like, what are you kind of hoping to take from this?
Yeah. Really, I want to take back relationships. Getting to meet people in a public space
mm-hmm.
is so important.
Yeah.
It's really easy to just get stuck in the online.
Yeah.
So
especially with what you're doing.
Right. I mean, that's mostly what I do.
Yeah.
I actually brought two people from our church, and they're here to, like, learn and do all this stuff. We do the live stream together.
Okay.
So it's cool that I have kind of both,
right.
but there's relationships that I don't get to see every day, you
right,
know?
Right.
And these are people online. And even if you just meet them once in person, I think relationships are better when you meet them in person and then you take it to online, you know? But if you never
yeah.
meet them, there's something missing.
I don't know about you, for the coolest thing with like half the people I met here,
because
there were some people who I'd never really even interacted with
sure.
online. But anybody like with you and with
yeah.
Monzo and with Warm Beer and all
right.
these guys who I've been interacting with for ages
right.
online, like it was not a handshake and a how are you. We were
yeah.
like full on bear hugging
right.
like the second we saw each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's super. It's just it's important. It is important to be in a actual space. And as somebody who's just doing video games, I was surprised how many people. Knew who I was, and I was like, gosh, I know who you are, but you gotta tell me, you know?
Yeah.
And then I went and found him on Facebook, and I was like, oh gosh, you don't look at all the same, you know, and all this
yeah.
stuff. And I forget, because when I'm live streaming, people are looking at me
at you.
Nonstop, and I'm not getting to look at them back, you know?
Yep.
And so there's a weird, like, I have to kind of figure that
no,
out.
I get that, because yeah. as the inroads guy.
Yeah, it's weird.
You know, people know who I am, and I'm like,
yeah.
I have no concept of who you are, and we need to fix that.
Right. Yeah, but it's important. I like that.
Awesome. Well, thanks for stopping by and chatting,
sure.
and we'll definitely keep talking online, and
of course.
You never know.
Of
Hopefully
course.
They'll do this again next year, and we'll
yep.
be able to do it again.
Yeah, I'm ready.
So I am with three of the wonderful ladies that made Game Church Academy awesome. So I'm just going to have them introduce themselves so we can do this quick.
Brittany Laughland.
Kayla.
Kaylee.
All right. So what I've been having everybody do, well, first off, before we get into the formal shenanigans, how did you guys like the weekend? Like, what did you think about it?
It was fun. It was shorter than I would have liked it to be, but it was fun. It was cool getting to see everybody that I hadn't met before, seeing the team from PAX East again. It was cool. There was lots of cool information, too, and lots of cool practical things to take away. So it was awesome.
Yeah, there's something to be said about in-person relations and being able to spend time with people that you only get to talk to online. And also, I think for me, a big thing was the PAX East crew. Mm-hmm. Like, it felt like we were missing people because we were missing people. And then we added people, and it expanded, and we had people from other crews and other people in groups who were like, oh, you're only 4 hours away, or you're only 7 hours away. And that was probably the best part. Yeah. Because you feel like you're not alone.
Yeah.
I loved being able to see the heart and passion behind everything, all the behind the scenes, the real drive, the mission of Game Church, and the intentionality and the detail of it. Instead of just going out and having a script, being able to see the heart behind the whole thing was awesome.
It's awesome. Now, like I said, what I've been telling with everybody is if you can only sell one story from the weekend, because there's a lot of stuff that we did, a lot of stuff that got said, but there's only one story you can tell from the weekend, what would it be?
Okay, so Kayla and I went to an escape room yesterday, and it was fun. I've never been to an escape room before. It was great, and we just chose the most challenging room.
What was the theme of the room?
It was demonic.
Oh.
Which is ironic. A group of Christians all trying to figure out
all
these puzzles.
All at an event about how to do ministry.
Exactly, and the room was, like, demonic, and there was, like, 666 and, like, satanic ritual kind of thing. Pentagrams all over the place. It was great.
Let it be known, everyone, that not all escape rooms are like this. So please feel free to visit your local escape room and not fear about any kind of weird demonic stuff. So anyway, you were fighting demons.
Yeah, we were fighting demons, and then I mean we all got out within five and a half minutes. So it was great. It was a lot of fun. And then went over to the game store because we were actually going to the game store, and then like, we were just hanging out with people there who may or may not be Christian, whatever. It was just a great time, basically, you know, doing what Game Church does, is bridging the gap between the gospel and the gamer. So it was cool.
I have to say my favorite part was probably being able to share this with my sisters. I brought two of my younger sisters along, and I was very hesitant with Game Church. I funded my mission trip on purpose because I didn't want to bother other people for something I wasn't entirely sure I was behind. And I fell in love with it in 30 minutes of meeting these people. And it was life-changing. And it reminded me that I'm about to go to Bible school. And it just reminded me that I'm missionary built. Even though right now I'm not really working missionary. I'm working children's church and other things. I'm missionary built. And then to be able to bring my sisters and to introduce them to it, and then for them to see like my one sister ask about a missions trip, and then my other sister just to watch her play board games and be really outside of the box when she's kind of to herself, headphones all the time. Like, I had to stop what I was doing and take pictures in secret just so I could have them. That was probably that touches my heart. I'm gonna cry. Yeah, I'm done. Alright, bye.
Okay, well, I'll quickly change the subject to something just for my own benefit. What school are you? Because I know you're local, and I went to a local Bible school, so I got to ask, which school are you going to?
I'm actually moving to Oklahoma.
That's all right. That's all right.
Yes, I'm going to.
I ain't hurt.
I know. I'm going to Rhema Bible.
Okay.
Because that's my pastors and all of our staff's alma mater, so it kind of just is where God is putting me.
Nice.
It's not kind of this where God's putting me.
Nice.
All right, and my favorite thing was all the different levels of fellowship that we were able to have. I mean, all of the girls that were here, there was one girl that we hadn't met before, and she was up in our room, and just being able to talk and have random conversations or just meet random people and talk over board games or video games or breakfast or escape rooms or just any of the variety of different encounters we were able to have on different levels. And then the communion we took at the end was a whole nother level of fellowship.
Yeah.
Just so many different levels of connection that just felt natural. Yes. Despite being zombified by late nights and early mornings, being able to connect and be intentional with people that you know and don't even know on so many different levels, and just having it feel natural. No awkwardness, no questions, no strange interactions at all. Everything was just like, it just ran. It was so smooth. It was amazing. Definitely a family, even if you don't know them.
Dude, well, you guys all said stuff like deep stuff, and I'm over here like, oh yeah, escape rooms.
Escape rooms are awesome. No, I mean, and again, it's all about the levels. I mean, that's a very valid story, just as much as anything else. But because y'all are totally on point, there's a couple times I've asked this, and I want to get a couple things. Because this is so missional, it's the idea that we don't just get here to hang out and chill. It's literally to get people excited and to go out and do stuff. Like, what's something that you hope to take back with you guys when you go home, when you're in your churches, something that you learned today that really hit home?
Definitely for me, just being on mission, like, intentionally being, like, on mission every day. That's not necessarily, like, I go out and, like, preach at people, but just, like, being intentional in relationships and, like, listening to people and really loving people. It's, like, I mean, I do, like, I'm very much a people person. I do love people, but, like, really being intentional with that and, like, being there and, like, being somebody to pray for if they need, you know, prayer, and really just being intentional and how I'm relating to people. And getting them, doing what I can to be there for them, to be Jesus to them. So,
so I work in children's, I said before, ministry. So for me, I got parents that all the time are like, and I swear to you, they're like, is Pokemon safe for my child to play? And you're like, yes. And they're like, you're lying. So for me, it's to take this. I've been working at this myself and kind of talking about it a little bit with people in the city randomly. But it's to get the gaming into the family home and to help them be comfortable with it, to kind of guide their children. Like, I'm working on trying to run a D&D, but make it really simple for kids that are under the age of 12 that can handle it, something like that, but something in, I make it with a story they know.
Here's my chance to put a plug in, not only because I love these people, but because they actually sent us something to give away next week at TavernCon. Monty Cook Games actually creates something called No Thank You Evil. It is literally a role-playing game designed for younger kids.
Just like, when they hear D&D, they're like, that's demonic. And you're like, I'm a gnome.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you teach my kid in children's church. You're like, yes, yes, I do.
That's why, and that's, then they that's look another at you, side benefit of No Thank You Evil. It's not tied to the baggage.
But honestly, it helps them look at gaming differently because they look True. At me as the teacher for their children. Like, please don't go to Bible school. And then you're like talking about something else randomly with someone. And you're like, oh yeah, D&D, we're having it on Sunday. And they're like, how do these two things meet? And then you get to have a conversation.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
Kind of piggybacking off of both of your answers, in a sense, being able to connect them together as far as the concept of outreach, more so just going out, being intentional, like Brittany said, and building relationships, and then connecting just different abstract things, or things that can be abstract or normal, connecting it to relationship and just expressing love in it, kind of like what Kayla was saying with connecting Bible school and D&D, and just going out and simply loving and being... just being there for people and being intentional, and then just letting the Lord shine through you, but not in a preachy way that a lot of generalized missionaries and mission trips kind of push as far as a mindset. Just being able to go out and just love and just engage in random, any monotonous, any abstract thing, but just being there and being available for the Lord to work through you without you actually having to force out any kind of scripture or doing any Bible thumbing, just being present and loving and being intentional and letting the Lord use that in the way he wants to. It's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. Thank you guys so much for stopping by and talking to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, as you can pretty much tell, this was an amazing event, and I'd love to say that I got audio of me actually speaking at the event, but I didn't because I was kind of speaking at the event. Also, it's kind of due to the fact that they really want to encourage people to come, and I want to encourage you guys to plan on doing this next year. Let the guys at Game Church know that you want to come next year, because I really hope that they continue to do this. Like I said, this is the first time they've come out to the East Coast. This is it. For the past 2 years, this has been a West Coast only kind of thing, and I have it on good authority that, you know, there's a good chance they're going to come back. So let them know that you want to be at next year's event to hear these speakers. You never know. Maybe I might speak again next year if they do it. You know, I definitely will be in attendance because this is a great event with a lot of really cool people who love games and love Jesus. I will kind of end with this. I could talk about my talk, but really, I can't do it justice in this short amount of time. The short version is that, yeah, I did a lot of talking about how there's an importance to, as cool as online interaction is, as great as it is that we have these tools to connect with folks, like this very podcast that you're listening to right now has connected me with people from all over the United States, but also people in Germany, people in South America, Canada, Australia. I've heard from all over the place, and I will never, I don't want to be one of those guys who says the internet is ruining society, because it's not. It's such a beautiful thing when you're doing it right. The thing that I do want to stress, though, is that doing it right is when you're doing it in an addition to making sure that you spend physical time with people, like actually living in the same space. And there's lots of reasons why going out of your way to be in the same place and play in the same place and talk and all that and share the same air. That is so powerful and so beautiful. But most of you guys are either board gamers or board gaming adjacent, and you know that. So I don't need to tell you guys that. Consider this your reminder and plan on coming out to the Academy. If you do want to hear all the stuff that I said, understand the wonder of how I giggled with glee and said the things I could tell you about what I saw in that basement. If you want to see some people get really silly with Win, Lose, or Banana, hop on to our Facebook group, The Tavern, because Sean actually live streamed the event and he put the video up in The Tavern. Hotel internet being what hotel internet is, sometimes the picture's fuzzy, and I think he had to split it into two videos because it randomly cut out, but it is there for you guys to see if you want to see it. And you never know, maybe I'll be able to smuggle out some audio of me. I'm not going to give everybody, because again, I want you to come to this event, to plan on coming to this event next year. So I'm not going to give you everything. I'm going to give you the teaser that is me. And I will, you know, that'll be at some later point. I'll do a bonus content or something, or I'll literally just post the link in The Tavern. But I will probably find a way to get you that audio if you want it. I will kind of wrap up with this. Just like when I first went to Gen Con and had the first experience of a Sunday morning worship service at Gen Con, I want to end with the fact that as cool as these stories are, as cool as the gaming is, and as cool as the speakers are, my favorite thing at events like this is when we actually get to share communion together. Bar none, it is the coolest experience to see people from so many different places, so many different experiences, so many different loves. Even within the niche that is gaming, there's so many different unique expressions of that. To see all of us come together and in one voice and with, in one community, like to see this group, to see everybody sitting together across all these different ages, all these different places, all these different styles, all these different, you know, levels of we had intense introverts with crazy extroverts like myself. Everybody in the same room had some things in common, which was they love Jesus, they love games, and they love telling people about Jesus through gaming. And to share communion, to rip off that piece of bread and hear the body of Christ broken for you, and to dip it in that cup, and to hear a friendly voice that you've been hearing on the internet forever say, the blood of Christ shed for your sins. And to come together and to, like, I'm even tripping over my words. I'm not even going to edit this. I'm tripping over my words, and I want you to feel that, because there's a power here that I can't put into language. I can't describe to you what it feels like as that's happening on my left and on my right, and I'm sitting there staring at this bread saying this is what the body of Christ looks like, this is what the body of Christ feels like. So I want to just leave you with that this idea that all of us who are doing this, all of this who either you're just part of it by the fact that you just happen to play games and love talking about Jesus, or whether you are doing something like us and some of the other folks that are doing stuff that's like inroads adjacent. Maybe you're listening to this and you're part of the Game Church crew. Maybe you actually just started seeing this link because you just joined the tavern after the academy. No matter what brought you here, no matter what brought you to this podcast, even if you just wandered here from the internet, it's really amazing to know that we are all part of the same body, that we all bring our stuff, but we are all in this together, that there is something that joins us and binds us, and it's Jesus. So guys, I hope you have a wonderful night. I'm going to crash hard because I got to rejoin the real world tomorrow, and I'm not happy about that. But for those of you that I met at the Academy and saw at the Academy, it was an amazing blessing to be with you guys and to share some thoughts and some scripture and some stuff like that with you guys. So for all the great morning conversations about theology and tradition over, you know, kind of eggs and some sausages, for everybody who stayed up to play Scythe until 2 a.m. and everybody who was praying because I had to leave early to come home for a little bit and then come back this morning, for all you guys, I love y'all, and plan on as soon as I get you the date for when this happens next year, because I'm hoping it happens next year, plan on coming, because it's a great time with some really amazing people. That said, always remember, God is the game master. No matter how the dice fall, the game plays on.